Rishi, Rishi, Bodeshu,
Bodeshu,
Adhirata,
Adhirata,
Yudhapa,
Yudhapa,
Yudhapeshu,
Yudhapeshu,
Mukhya,
Mukhya,
Satu, Katam,
Katam,
Avashishta,
Avashishta,
Udava,
Udava,
Yat,
Yat,
Hari,
Hari,
Api,
Api,
Tatyaje,
Tatyaje,
Akritim,
Akritim,
Priyadishaha,
Priyadishaha,
Raja, Raja, Vacha,
Raja, Vacha,
Nidana, Upadatesh, Nidana, Upadatesh, Vrishni, Bodesh,
Nidana, Upadatesh,
Adi Raja, Yudhapadi, Yudhapeshu, Mukhya,
Adi Raja, Yudhapadi, Mukhya,
Satu, Katam, Adi, Shishta, Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Hari, the personality of Godhead. Api, also. Ede, finish. Akriti, complete pastimes. Dvi Adishah, the Lord of the three worlds. Translation for report by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The king inquired, at the end of the pastimes of the Lord of the three worlds, Sri Krishna, and after the disappearance of the members of the Vrishni and Bodha dynasties, who were the best and great commanders, why did Uddhava alone remain? Please repeat. The king inquired. At the end of the pastimes of the Lord,
Sri Krishna,
and after the disappearance of the members of the Vrishni and Bodha dynasties, who were the best and great commanders, why did Uddhava alone remain? What did I just read? What did we all read? Not everyone at once. What was the first line?
After the disappearance of the Lord's pastimes, of the three worlds.
Close. At the end of the pastime, the Lord of the three worlds. And who's that?
Krishna.
Right. And after what? What else?
After the disappearance of the pastimes of Krishna and Bodhi dynasty.
Yes, that's right. And then, what was their qualifications?
Great commanders.
What's that?
They were great commanders.
Yes, great commanders. So, what was the question that was asked? Yes. Why did Uddhava alone remain? Why was he the only one left? So this is the explanation. Those who are curious will listen to the explanation. Right. That's it.
Is that okay?
Perfect. According to Srila Viva Goswami, Nidanam means the transcendental abode of the Lord. Ni means the highest, and Dhanam means atlas. Because the abode of the Lord is the highest manifestation of transcendental atlas, his abode can therefore be called Nidanam. Apart from the grammatical elucidation, the real purpose of the word Nidanam is to indicate that all the members of the Vrishni and Bodhi dynasties were direct associates of the Lord. And after the end of his pastimes, all the associates were dispatched to their respective positions in the transcendental abode. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur elucidates the meaning of akritim as pastime. Ah means complete, and kritim means transcendental pastimes. Since the Lord is identical with his transcendental body, there is no question of his changing or quitting his body. To act in accordance with the rules and customs in the material world, the Lord seems to take his birth or leave his body. But the pure devotees of the Lord know well the actual fact. It is necessary, therefore, for the serious students of Srimad Bhagavatam to follow the notes and comments of the great acharyas like Viva Goswami and Vishwanatha Chakravarti. To others who are not devoted to the Lord, the comments and explanations of such acharyas may appear to be grammatical jugglery, but to the students who are in the line of the super succession, The explanation of the great acharya is quite fit. The word upagateshu is also significant. All the members of Rishni and Bhoja directly reach the Bodhi of the Lord. Other devotees do not reach the Bodhi of the Lord directly. For the pure associates of the Lord have no attraction to the opulence of any planets in the material world. Sometimes, due to inquisitiveness, devotees who are to be promoted to the abode of the Lord have some attraction to the opulence of the higher material planets above the earth, and thus they desire to see them while going up to the perfection. But the Vrishnis and Bhojas were directly dispatched because they had no attraction to material planets. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura also suggests that according to the Amara Kosha Dictionary, Akriti means signal. Lord Krishna ordered Uddhava by a signal to go to Bhadarikashrama after his disappearance, and Uddhava, as a pure devotee of the Lord, carried out the order more faithfully than going back to God or the abode of the Lord. That was the cause of his remaining alone, even after the departure of the Lord from his face of the earth. Raja Vacha Nidanam Pagadeshu Rishmi Bhojeshu Adirata Yutapa Yutapeshu Mukhya Satukata Mahavashishta Vavoyad Dari Rapi Tatyaja Akritim Priyadishaha. King inquired at the end of the pastimes of the Lord of the Three Worlds, Sri Krishna, and after the disappearance of the members of the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasties, were the best of the great commanders, why did Uddhava remain alone? Mom Vishnu Gaya Krishna Prasad with the Kimate Bhakti Vidyatha Swami Namaste Namaste Sarasati Deva Gauravanda Charana. Shubhra makes a number of different points in the purport. Anyone remember the points that he makes in the purport? One point, that's the Sevaki Nandana.
Uddhava stayed behind because he was the only one left because he was asked by the Lord to go to the Bhadarikashrama.
Yeah. Another point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow the order to look.
No, that's same point as they've actually mentioned this way. Any other points?
The members of the Vrishni and Bhoja dynasty had no material attraction, so they were directly transferred to the base of the Lord.
Yes. And a third point? People here are listening. Yes, fine. Without letting go.
It's actually important to follow them to come into great channels.
Yes. So that's the first point the problem made. Otherwise, people think that it's simply grammatical juggling, that the acharyas are trying to make the words of Srila Vyasadeva consistent with our philosophy. There were different words to explain here by the purport Nidana. So Ni means highest, and Dana means opulence. So someone can come along and say, why are you saying that the Lord's abode is mentioned here? Here it mentions that maybe they all look for treasure somewhere. They all were looking for the greatest treasure. Maybe they went out for a collection. Who knows? There's a big day out somewhere. They called it Nidana. The other one is Akriti. What is Akriti? What is Ami? No, complete. Here it's process, it means complete. Akriti. So this is one way to study. that we should read the paragraph, and then we should go up and we should put the book down, close it, and then see how much we can remember. And if we don't remember anything, or if we remember something, then we should go back and read it again and see how accurate our memory is. What else? Then we can close the book again and then see how much more we remember this time. And then go back and see if what we remember is valid. And then close the book even for a third time and see if we remember anything more. See if we can put the whole picture together. See it in context. Then reading the Bhagavatam becomes a not only a temporary experience, but it becomes part of us. But here it says, ah means what?
Complete.
And kritim, transcendental pastimes. So akriti means that Prabhupada says here that Krishna's pastimes are complete in the sense that Krishna has no need to change his transcendental body. That his body and his name, form, quality, and pastimes are all the same. Therefore, when Krishna leaves the world, he doesn't actually change his body. Although for the non-believers, Krishna apparently takes birth and leaves his body, but actually it's not true because Krishna simply returns to his abode. Therefore, to understand all these things, it is necessary to appreciate or take help from the great acharyas who are helping us understand these things, that our philosophy is consistent. Therefore, when they take note of these different words and they give us a commentary on it, it's because they make what's being said consistent with the philosophy. Those who are mental speculators who think we have to prove that Krishna is God and that we have to prove that the Bhagavatam is actually a bona fide scripture, they can take exception to the way that the commentators are making their explanation. But those who actually have faith in Krishna and have faith in Bhagavatam, they can understand that the commentators are simply describing things as they're related to Krishna, because that's what the Bhagavatam is meant for. So here Prabhupada says that upa-viteshu is significant. That, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, prapya punya kritam lokam uṣiṣva śasiti sama sūcinam śrīmatam rehe yoga braśta pijayate. Sometimes the devotees, the persons engaged in the yoga practice, they don't complete the yoga practice and they go up to the heavenly planets. And Prabhupada explains this as being curious to find out what it would be like there. In other words, one of the big impediments was full spiritual advancement, complete Krishna consciousness, is that we think, well, all right, I'm suffering here, it's temporary, but what would it be like to try to enjoy the heavenly planets for a while? After all, they live for a long, long time there, and the material enjoyments, the food is nice, the weather is always good, and they have nice relations between the men and women, and everyone's a gentleman and a lady there. So wouldn't it be nice to see what that's like? So then, Krishna says, they're given the opportunity to go there and after some time, come back to this world again. And if they haven't learned their lesson while they were there, they may take up the process of devotional service again, only to return to the heavenly planets again. But if while there they realize that it's a dead end, that the problems of old age may not be there, or disease, but death is certainly there. And therefore, it's a risky business even to be on the heavenly planets, and that one cannot really be fully satisfied even there. And when they make further advancement, even while on the heavenly planets, to the transcendental abode. But those who are convinced, even in this lifetime, who have transcendental experience, who have given up all the aspirations to try to find a happy situation in this material world, then they can return directly back to the transcendental abode. But that's only possible if one has gotten a full experience of Krishna consciousness in this lifetime. It is not that theoretically we're going to accept Krishna's abode and then at the time of death go there. No, we actually have to be situated in the spiritual world on the transcendental platform of consciousness to become eligible to go back to the spiritual world. The high economy of what Krishna says, apuri manam chala pratishtam samudram apa pravishti adva tava kamiyam pravishti sarve se shanti matnodhina kam kami. That a person is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires that enter like rivers into the ocean, which is always being filled but is always still, and alone attain peace, and not the person who strives to satisfy such desire. So this means that we have to fill ourselves with Krishna consciousness. So much Krishna consciousness that even some material conception, material desire arises within our consciousness, but we don't take it very seriously. Certainly we don't take it so seriously that we actually try to fulfill that desire. Because of the higher case of Krishna consciousness, one is able to remain aloof from all material conceptions and desires. And what is the symptom? Vihaya kamiyat sarvam punas charti nishpriha niramamunya ahankara sashanti madhivashati. That one who gives up vihaya kam, all desire, lusty desire, death kam, vihaya kamiyat sarvam, all of them, not just a few of them, one has to give up all of them. Pumas, charati nisriha, who lives free from such hankering. Niramo, who doesn't consider himself as a proprietor. Nirahankara, who doesn't have a false ego. Sushanti madhivachiti, he can actually become peaceful. Esha brahma siddhi partha, nayam prabhumuyati, siddhvasa mantaleti, brahma nirvana rishiti. And that is the way of spiritual and godly life. After attaining which, man is not bewildered, being so situated even at the hour of death, one can enter into the kingdom of God. So the way of spiritual and godly life cannot include lust or hankering for material enjoyment. It can include false proprietorship or false ego. If we want to go back to the spiritual world, we have to give these things up. And even on the heavenly planets, people are not completely devoid of these things. Nowhere in the material world is anyone devoid of these material conceptions or impurities. Therefore, during this lifetime, we have to try to get free from it by taking up sincerely, or as much as possible, completely, the science of devotional consciousness and devotional service. So the Guru was on that level. He was beyond all kinds of material desires and conceptions, just like the other members of the Vrishni dynasty. So why did he remain here? Because the Lord gave him a mission. Therefore, it is not an impediment in devotional service to be here, but one should render devotional service to Krishna while we're here. It is not that we're hankering to go back to the spiritual world necessarily, we're hankering to serve Krishna in any circumstance. Mama Janani Dhamani Shre Bhavata Bhaktiya Haikati Dwayi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays that although he doesn't want anything material like Dhanam, Janam, or Sundarim, he does not want wealth or beautiful ladies or Dhanam, Janam, or Sundarim, or better birth, better material circumstances. But he does want devotional service causelessly, even birth after birth. Or as what she would tell Parvati, Narayana Parasarge, Kutashana Viviti, Swarva Aparvarga Narakeshu Apitu Yarka Dharanya. A devotee like Krishna Keti Maharaj they're satisfied in any circumstance, whether in heaven, hell, or liberation, because they're Narayana Parayanas. They're always thinking about Krishna. They're always engaged in Krishna's service and thinking about it. So that's all we should aspire for. We should not worry about what our material circumstances are so much. Basically, we should just aspire that somehow or another we're in Krishna consciousness in any circumstance, and that we're dedicating our energies to please Krishna. Then any circumstance will be perfect, and if we have some other conception or idea, then it will take some time before we come to that perfect platform of pure devotional service in full Krishna consciousness. So I'll stop here. Nice being here. Short visit. Are there any questions? Yes?
Maharaj, you were mentioning about how one has to be completely in the Krishna consciousness platform in the spiritual world in order to enter Krishna's world. I was listening to one lecture by Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and he was saying that he was speaking with Srila Prabhupada, and he was saying, Srila Prabhupada, I feel like, you know, I've been with you so many years now, but I still don't feel like I'm qualified to go back to the spiritual world. What should I do? And Srila Prabhupada said that even if you give your life to spreading Krishna consciousness, he says, even if you don't fully realize Krishna at the time of your death, Lord Chaitanya will personally come and he'll take you back to God.
Yeah, if you give your life fully.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was implying that, you know, if you chant 16 rounds, I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was implying that.
The Prabhupada had encouraged us. Yeah. He's not. We're very impatient. The Prabhupada said, well, you may have to take another birth. He said, well, I might as well go out and enjoy this lifetime. I've got to take another birth anyhow. So we have to take the different statements from the Shastra and Prabhupada's personal teachings to someone, his personal encouragement. We have to take them together. One doesn't negate the other. There, we have to assimilate them and try to understand reasonably what's actually being explained. Prabhupada also said that if you have a desire even for a raisin, you'll have to come back to get it. Besides that, it's just obvious why we're here. Who's to say that we didn't sincerely dedicate our lives to devotional service in the past? Otherwise, how are we performing devotional service now? What does Krishna say? Taiva yoginam eva, kule dimatam, bhavati dimatam, etari durlabhataram, loke janma didi visha. Taiva yoginam eva, kule bhavati dimatam, etari durlabhataram, loke janma didi visha. So, or it's unsuccessful after long practice of yoga. He takes his birth in a family of transcendentalists with surely great wisdom. Certainly such birth is rare in this world. So sometimes they avoid their practice for a long time, but if they're not complete, then they have to come back. But if you probably told that to most people, they just quit. It's a too invasion. But the difference between the stage of Anarthana Vritti and Bhava, where generally one has to come to the stage of Bhava to go back to the spiritual world, at least enjoy Krishna's pastimes, get further trained. It's such a vast ocean difference between them that we should expect that if I'm just struggling to get out of Anarthana Vritti, that at the time of death, somehow or another, I'm going to reach up to the stage of Bhava suddenly. It may happen, but it's not. We should count on that. We should actually make some progress.
It's true, but at the same time, isn't it? If you just remember, I mean, one place Prabhupada said if you just think of Krishna at the hour of your death, you'll guarantee entrance. He didn't say that.
Yeah, you actually think of Krishna. What does Krishna mean? It means his name, form, quality, pastimes, to actually be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Not just suddenly I remember Krishna and then I go back to the spiritual world. It doesn't work like that. That's not exactly Krishna. It's partially Krishna, but it's not fully. And as long as we have material desires, we have to come back.
Because there was one time a devotee, his mother was leaving him.
Prabhupada was very encouraging.
She chanted Hare Krishna, he said she went back to God.
Yeah, eventually maybe. Well, you can have your opinions not to mind.
No, I was just, I mean, he said she went back to God, but you know, I think he was saying maybe someday. I mean, the way he said it was, she went back to God, but she chanted
Hare Krishna. Okay.
So I just was trying to understand that.
Well, I understand it differently. People don't go back to God just by chanting Krishna's name at the time of death. Just like the Muslim who's chanting Haram, who was killed by the war, he got liberation, he didn't go back to the spiritual world because it's Namavas. So one who doesn't understand Krishna, just like Ajamila was crying out Narayan at the time of death, sincerely, he didn't remember his previous association, he didn't immediately go back to God. Took him some time. So he was a special case, cited in scripture, what to speak of as some lady, had no idea about Krishna, chanting Krishna's name. She, I'm sure she didn't go immediately back to God. The problem is encouraging. Okay, thank you very much. Grand direction by Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you.